This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're still with us on The Pulse, bringing the latest in the music world and fresh new music. The one you heard before the break was by Aldous Harding. It's a cover of Revival by Deer Hunter. That's from the 4AD compilation album Bills and Aches and Blues. Okay, what do we have for the next story?
Yeah, so we just reported last month the allowance for live music to return, right? And it looks like local show organizers have already started booking limited seating gigs with strict physical distance SOPs and all of that. And initially, there were mixed reactions by live venues in town. We went out to speak to some people, you know, some cannot wait to restart and have shows again. While, you know, people like Brian Gomez from Merdekaria, which we had on a couple of weeks ago, prefer to wait and see. In case there's a spike in cases, that might mean another MCO for us and, you know, businesses like live venues shut down again.
Mm-mm. More often than not, the pandemic has forced the music industry to think outside the box a lot more in a bid to sustain their craft and productivity. Now, apart from show cancellations, the lockdown also interrupted physical artistic residencies and co-production works between different entities in music. But on the upside though, it proved that music can pivot and diversify, seeing in the last 1 year, many bands have performed in isolation, from the Rolling Stones playing in their respective living rooms to the stellar NPR Tiny Desk home sessions.
Yeah, so seeing this opportunity, German cultural outfit the Goethe Institute rolled out a program to help musicians partner up and collaborate virtually with counterparts in Germany. Three Malaysian musicians have received this grant, and one of them is experimental musician Ng Cho Guan, who produced a travel documentary in collaboration with a German strings quartet. And their piece is called I Saw a Lamb, which is available on YouTube. Here's a bit of it.
Special moment when I was walking
to see a film playing, but nobody to watch it.
So Cho Guan and his partner Tan Yijian joins us on Zoom tonight, and we're going to find out about this unique collaboration and his experience making music in isolation. Also to see if it is a viable option for all types of music. Good evening, Cho Guan and Yijian. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Hello.
So you made this song in isolation in a virtual music residency program. The track is called I Saw a Lamb. Can you tell me about the song?
Yeah, it's basically not really a song, like singable kind of song. The title I Saw a Lamb is also because during the beginning of the pandemic, and I was traveled back from Hamburg back to Malaysia. The journey coming back is really unknown, you know, like
surreal.
Yeah, super surreal, like more than surreal, you know, like in the train, the whole train from Hamburg to Munich, there's, I think, not more than 10 people in the whole train, you know, the long train, long journey train, like non-stop train. And also back from Munich to KL is totally bizarre. So the experience of it is like, I might be the one who might get the COVID during the journey back home. I'm prepared for it, you know. When you decided to come back, you already have this preparation that you might get COVID. This music particular inspired me when I was transit in Dubai.
In Doha,
in the airport. It's a big hub. When I stepped into it, it was totally dark. Most of the shops are dark, covered with plastic bag. It's like you are entering a world without human. Only a few transit passengers walking around, a bit lost, kind of. So I was like, I have my tools always. And I know that I'm going to be quarantined back in Malaysia. So I quickly grab whatever I have, shoot. I only have half an hour of transit time. But I don't care. I don't care even I miss the flight, you know. I just captured, it's actually the score is made by the video of the scenario of the airport.
So visuals came first before the music?
Actually, the atmosphere came first.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere came first, and then I captured the video. And then I think that's not enough. The video as a score is not enough. So I also recorded the electromagnetic field of the airport. I have this device that it could record the magnetic field of the environment. It's scary because it was midnight, nobody, and all the security guard is more than the passengers. Basically, it's so quiet.
Right.
The airport was so quiet. But you can, all this hidden sound, which is, this, the noise is still making with the lights, with the electronical stuff, but we don't hear it with our ears, right?
Like a parallel universe.
My God, yeah, that's cool.
Like something hidden behind it, you know? So this electromagnetic recording totally changed the perception of the journey when I was recording the video. And of course, everyone was like, what's this guy doing? Like, what, keep walking the same path? Because I need to record the same path as a video. It took me like less than half an hour. I need to make it done. And then I just took the flight back to KL. This was the score. It's not a conventional way of sitting down, feel what I felt during the journey. But this is totally like capturing sources that I managed to get during the journey.
So you had that visuals and you recorded sounds as well. On this song, you work with the Paranormal String Quartet. Who are they? Where are they from?
Yeah, Paranormal String Quartet, of course, very suit to this title, isn't it? I saw Lamb. Yeah, it's completely matched. Yeah. So they are from Munich. And everyone was also quite nervous at the time because Germany, Munich especially, is one of the hotspots at the time. When I recorded, my head is just full of this people, this string quartet, that I want to do something with them, no matter how, no matter I got infected or not. The feeling, the atmosphere, the emotional are so attached with these collaborators that I've been working with.
Yeah. Talk me through the process of connecting with them. You know, obviously, after you guys cannot meet, you are in Malaysia, they're in Germany. Did you do a lot of back and forth?
Yeah, exactly. Because during that time, they are also locked down in Munich. Although they are a string quartet. String quartet is supposed to play together, but they're not able to meet each other. So the task and the idea or the concept behind it is definitely that what I want, that they can't meet each other. They can't discuss about what they're going to play.
Oh, yeah.
So from the score itself, they talk about the feeling about the video as well as, because everyone connected to the situation.
Right. This is like writing together, but not in front of each other.
Yes.
Sort of like an isolation diary kind of thing.
Yeah. Interesting, because everyone is living at their own home as a band as such, but then they couldn't be discussing together what, because usually they play together, they discuss together, they rehearse together, but this time they are not allowed to rehearse together.
Right.
So they were talking about the feeling, the visual, what they feel. So you can hear like intertwining of each other's kind of mind. And then only they record what they have. They turn what they have spoken into music.
That's great. This is obviously created for Goethe's virtual partner residency for music, right? Tell me about this virtual residency.
Yeah, it's actually quite a coincidence because Guan collected all these materials and then he came back and then he went into quarantine. And then just on time, because I think Goethe Institute responded very quickly to the pandemic and they launched this virtual partner residency program for music. I found out about it and then I was like, okay, this is the right thing that we're going to apply because it's exactly what we're going to try to do. And everything just fall into place. And then very lucky that we got the grant and then we just started working very quickly, I think within 1 month or two, and then everything just happened.
Yeah, and I think what's noble about the project is it gives focus to solo acts. This is completely off-kilter, right? A collaboration, strings quartet, Ng Chow Guan, experimental musician, and the end result is quite amazing.
Yeah, it's actually very, very important, I mean, because creating art meets grant, and all this experimentation is so important to fund experimentation, because then we have that room to actually try, experiment, and yeah, I'm glad that actually Goethe did this, because then meaning they are, you know, investing into possibility failures, but it's through all these failures that we actually have that end product. Yeah.
And Gwan, you've collaborated a lot around the world with other artists as an experimental musician. And it seems like cross-continent collaborations have been really useful for your sound, your music. What do you think were the big positives from this isolation method of making music?
I think it has its own beauty, the isolation creation. I mean, I've been really looking into it, even it's before the pandemic happened, because I find the internet is the power of connecting people.
I'm imagining you on like a what, Zoom call, Google Meets kind of thing with these people, right? So you have to deal with latency, lagging and everything as well.
But that's the beauty of it. Latency is beautiful. Yeah, because it's like sometimes you don't respond things as quick as such. Like you're eating food, right? Sometimes when it go from your lips to your inner mouth to your throat, it has a different feeling. But I think ears and the brain, how it works could be something similar, but in a different sensory.
Mm-hmm.
So I've started collaborating through internet since 2016. So many platforms we have been trying, from Skype. I think most people forget about Skype already, huh? Yeah, but I make full use of it, because I've also been developing interesting kind of using mobile phone to turn into orchestra.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
But why wouldn't you send stems? You know, the more conventional way of making music with people across the world, right?
Yeah, you could work that way too. But live performance is still different. Comparing even like film scoring and live performance, or even like pre-recorded stuff, are still, it's a different context. I mean, that's why we keep live performance happening, no matter where we are. So that's the idea of, I think, also the residency of this from Goethe. That's what I want to keep the spirit as well. Odoth is a different time, where the different creators and the players being input. But I think that's the beautiful of, there's no right or wrong. It's actually being happen at the time.
Mm.
It's the present moment.
Yeah, and then there's also time of day. We have time difference. So like, does it affect your mood if you're playing in the daytime but nighttime Germany or something?
Yeah, completely. I mean, usually when you go to overseas, you jet lag physically. But now back in Malaysia, sometimes I have still some performance happening, like in Colombia, the time switching, I need to perform in the morning at 8 o'clock, like doing podcasts in US, you in teaching classes in UK for the school. It's like you are completely dealing with a different kind of jet lag. It's interesting.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Before I let you go, one last question. What do you think is a key element in working for music in isolation?
For me, I like to work, collaborate with people. I find the power of collaborating is still there, especially in this era. Working alone is fine. I mean, you can do whatever you like, but to connect with people, you get a different kind of vibes. You can share their story in between. But I do both. As such, but then I feel like it's much more important to talk to people, especially in this isolation moment. We need to check in and check out, keep talking with the people.
Thank you very much, Ng Chor Guan and Tan Ijan from Toccata Studio. They shared with us their story of making music in isolation as part of the Goethe Institute's virtual partner residencies program for music. You can watch this piece on YouTube. You can just search I Saw a Lamb or search for their YouTube page, Toccata Studio, which is spelled T-O-C-C-A-T-A Studio. For musicians who are interested to apply for this music residency, you can just head onto the Goethe Institute website, which is goethe.de/Malaysia. goethe.de/Malaysia.
Applications may be submitted anytime from now to 31st July 2021. The deadline may be extended depending on how the pandemic develops. Project implementation is until 31st of December 2021.
Yeah, so, you know, speaking to Cho Guan and his work collaborating with the Paranormal Strings Quartet from Munich, you know, it's only fitting for us to play this next song, which is another brilliant collaboration. obviously a different kind of collaboration. This is Silk Sonic, Anderson Paak and Bruno Mars. I know we've played this before on the show, but we're going to play the live version that this band played at the recent Grammys.
It's funny how they only released one song. I mean, technically two songs, but the other one was an intro. And they're really, to be fair, it's Anderson Paak and Bruno Mars.
That's right. So here we go. Silk Sonic, Anderson Paak, Bruno Mars with the live version of Leave the Door Open right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.